Here I am again in a place where I don't even know if I want to be at. But if I'm here, you know what? I'm gonna be present. I've been a pauper and a peasant, and I would have never truly ascended if I chose just to represent myself or live a lie. It'll be someone else. In my pride, I thought it was I who had something to offer you with my thoughts, my intellects and smarts. But the expiry date had already come and gone on the empty things I put my trust in. And I found no sustenance from the worthless supplies I had on my shelf. And I realized that I was depleted, aimlessly searching around for something that seemed to be deleted. And though I kept on fighting, I knew I was defeated. And the cake that I had in my hand fell to the ground, and I never got to eat it. With all my striving and searching and my climbing and working and all my getting in this world, I never got what I needed. And alone under the confusion and despair, something so ridiculously life-changing was handed to me. And that changed me from the inside and opened my eyes to new life. I finally found peace. And it was so powerful that it sparked hope, passion, and purpose that was so real that it compelled me to have to tell you. And you can take your hand off the wallet in your pockets, cause this is not a sales pitch and I got nothing to sell you. But I do have the answer. You know the answer to that question, that question that's been messing with you and got you stressing, but you can't even define it. So philosophical yet so simple, and you've been hoping the answer was out there, but you never really believed that you find it. But I found it. And I could write it down with pen and paper, or put in an album so you can listen to it, slow it down and rewind it, and hear it over and over again, like a mass email sent out to the whole world with each of our names in the subject line before God, the Creator, pressed send. Maybe it got put in your junk mail, or maybe you just deleted it. But don't worry, he sends it over and over again. Though the content might offend, and I may never ever be your friend, won't you take some time to read it and open the attachment? Because it could save you a lot of pain and heartache in the end. Because you know what you've been through, and you need something real to heal and soothe that pain. And your experiences has pushed you to the brink, and you need something to anchor you and keep your brain from going insane as you hold the pieces of your life in your hands. And you need wisdom and direction on what to do with what remains, cause you paid the wages of sin, which is death, and you can't get away from the guilt and the shame. But passion, purpose, significance, forgiveness, and deliverance can only be found in the power of Jesus' name. And that's who I represent. And I am present to present the way from death to life and bring masses into the light who've been through the darkest of nights. See, I can just share the truth with you, then it's up to you to do something. Don't do that dumb thing by not doing one thing, by not choosing to make a decision. You'll run the risk of giving up everything for nothing. Do you hear that? You've been notified that there's another email in your inbox, and you can choose to read it or delete it, but I can't guarantee that you'll ever retrieve it. But this is real, and I know that you'll need it, and if you have the courage to believe it, it's the new beginning and not the end. Don't worry about the haters or what is said by your acquaintances and friends, because you found the answer to the cancer of life, and you'll never live or die without hope again. And the truth that gave you joy and peace you want to share with everyone in your address book. Just press forward, tell the story, and click send. How you were sick of living the shelf life, and how you gave up the self life for a new life in Christ, and how Almighty God, the Creator, became your Savior and friend.